Well, let's get started here. Tiffany, would you mind jotting down some notes on today's meeting?
No, Ellen, I don't mind, but it is Rick's turn.
I know that, but he's not here, and we have to begin. So, Landis liked the idea of the toga?
Yes, but he wants more details.
What kind of details is he looking for?
He wants to know who's going to wear it. Is the person male or female, young or old, friendly or aggressive?
What kind of person does Landis envision?
He doesn't. He says that's what he's paying us to do.
Howdy, gang. What's up?
He wants a complete report this afternoon.
Who does?
Terrence Landis wants.
Rick, if you can't be bothered to arrive on time, don't expect us to stop and fill you in.
Whoa, Miles. Did somebody get up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
I've had about enough of you, Rick. If you can't make a contribution, perhaps you should leave.
That's what I'm trying to do, Miles.
Rick, Miles, let's get back on track here.
Just knock off the wisecracks and smart remarks.
It's called brainstorming, Miles. You get to say whatever pops into your mind.
Gentlemen, let's focus on the problem at hand.
The problem is that Miles has no sense of humor.
How much of this should I be writing down?
That's enough. Let's talk about food for 'em.
As I was saying, we have to decide what kind of person will be wearing the toga.
I think it should be someone older, a wise, counselor type of person.
Yeah, but with a sense of humor, unlike some folks we know.
Rick, I'm warning you.
Whatever you say, boss.
Our research shows that most shoppers are women. Would they respond better to a woman or a man?
Is this person going to be in the stores or just a spokesperson in advertisements?
Landis liked the idea of a person in the stores, helping shoppers and giving the stores a personal touch.
So the person should be someone you trust to give you advice?
No way would Landis want something like that.
And I suppose you're the authority on what Terrence Landis wants.
Well, for one thing, I'm sure he wouldn't want some boring person telling everyone else what to do. Like you, for instance.
I've had it. If you can't refrain from making personal remarks, then I suggest you leave.
But I'm having so much fun.
Come on, boys. Let's not start again.
Rick, you're a talented artist. I'll give you that. But beyond that, you're immature and unprofessional. Others may choose to indulge you, but I do not.
Miles, now is not the time.
I'm sorry, Alan, but this has to be said.
Yeah, let him say what he wants. Gee, Miles, I had no idea you didn't like me.
Rick, it isn't a matter of liking or not liking. It's a matter of whether we can work together. And I can't work with you.
Well, that's your problem, pal.
Both of you, stop it right now. We have a job to do here, and we can't do it if you two can't control yourselves.
Ellen, it's not about control. It's about respect.
Control is exactly what it's about, Miles. You're a control freak.
You show no respect for me, or the client, or the product.
Miles, Rick didn't mean any harm. That's the way he works.
Well, it's not the way I work, nor is it the way I want to work. I'm sorry, Ellen.
Miles, come back here. We can't do this without you.
What a stuffed shirt.
Rick, you're way out of line. I suggest you keep your mouth shut. Miles, wait a minute.